the tour at the beginning of Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph starts. Tani Bepirkei Rabbi Elazar, Bepirkei Rabbi Elazar, you have a brisa that was Chodesh Elul, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nishan told to Moshe, Alei Elai Horo, you should come up to Har Sinai, and you should bring up the Luchas, and the Rabbi Nishan is going to write the Luchas, the second Luchas. So as Allah on that time, Lekabel Luchas Achonis, that's when he went up for his last 40 days. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu had three sets of 40 days, which he was on Har Sinai. The first set of 40 days was straight after Matan Torah until Shavuos Batamos. The second set of 40 days was from after the Eagle the next morning on Yud Ches Batamos Pashtus, when he came down the end of Av. And the last time he came up was on Rosh Chodesh Elul, he went up again, and then he came down on Yom Kippur. And then says the Torah, on that time, on the last time when Moshe Rabbeinu went up again for 40 days to take the Torah, so then they blew the shofar in the entire Machne Yisrael to proclaim that Moshe Olo Lahar Shlo Yitro Edach Avodah Zarah, that they shouldn't make the mistake as they previously made. They made the mistake in the Cheshbon when Moshe Rabbeinu should be coming down. This is the first time, and that's why this is the reason why we blow Lakach Hiskinu Chachomenu. That's why Chachomenu Mesakin Shitokim Rosh Chodesh Elul V'chol Shana V'shana V'chol HaChodesh. We should blow on Rosh Chodesh Elul and the entire Chodesh. Now, I would like to first analyze a few problems in this Tanya Rebbeinu Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. The first problem is a posht math. There's a mathematical problem in this. If we say a Moshe Rabbeinu on Yud Ches Av, Yud Ches Tammuz, we know Yud Zayin Tammuz was the Eagle, that's when he came down, and he realized that Klal Yisrael made the Eagle. The next morning he said, perhaps the Rabbeinu should have Rachmonos and Klal Yisrael and forgive them over their sin. So that was Yud Ches Tammuz. Now, Yud Tammuz, in normal years, Tammuz is in our normal calendar, there's always Echad Mole, Echad Choso. There's always one month which has 29 days, the next month has 30 days. And therefore, Tammuz in the normal Cheshbon of Nisan being a full Mole, and Iyar being a Choso, so then Tammuz L'Choyah was a Choso. So Tammuz is a Choso, so we have Yud Ches, but Tammuz doesn't count, because this was the mistake which Klal Yisrael made always, that Yom Sha'ala is not part of the Cheshbon, because we need 40 full days. Therefore, we start off with Yutes B'Tammuz. Yutes B'Tammuz, we finish, if go to Choftes, that's 11 days. Yutes with Choftes is 11 days. And then we need to add another 29 days. And then we have 40 days, which comes always L'Chorah, that the Moshe Rabbeinu came down, let's say, you have to have full days, you can't come down in the middle of the day. So one of the two, or he came down, Choftes Av, before just before Shkia, or he came down, Lamed Av, which normally that's the same as by Zayin B'Tammuz, he came down on Lamed Av. So then when he went up again was the minimum, let's say even he went up on Lamed Av the next morning, he went straight away again, but Lamed Av again is not part of the Cheshbon. So then we only have 29 days of Elul and 10 days of Tishri. So we're only up to 39. We're missing a day. So where is the 40th day? The Bach is partly busy with this. The Chovah, the Poshtayit says to say that Tammuz was a Mu'uba, and we'll have to say that Tammuz of and Elul, all three of them were Mu'uba. It's a big chiddush, as that's the only way the math could work, because if we have all of them Mu'uba, so then he came down the day before, but then Moshe Rabbeinu did not go up to Shemayim, and the maximum went up was Lamed Av. Let's say he went Chavtes at the end of the day, that means he has the entire Lamed Av, was part of, that was that we can take Lamed Av back into Cheshbon. So if we do that, so then we have 40 days, that would be one Eitzah. But then it comes to us that was not a Shchodesh El, and Pirkei Avos it says, Shchodesh El, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, time when Moshe Rabbeinu went up was a Shchodesh El. So we have to say that in those days also, any Chodesh Mubo, there was 2 days of Shchodesh, and the first day of Shchodesh is also part of Shchodesh, and therefore, if this is Cheshbon is Yait, so then we have to start blowing Tzkir Shofar on the first day of Shchodesh. And the emphasis is, as Ishtay in Shulchan Aruch, there's one day in Shulchan Aruch also, that we start to bring to the Ramah brings this Tumin Hagen, one minig is to start blowing on the first day of Shchodesh, because otherwise mathematically we don't have the 40 days. The other 8 is to make it El was Mubo, so we have 30 days of El, 10 days of Tishri, so then we have 40 full days. Then again we have to say that he went up Samuch, the beginning of Shchodesh El of Alev El, and that's where the Mavir, the Shofar, so then we have 40 full days, and then we have no problem of Taka starting to blow only on the second day, because he said that the first day Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim was on the first day was Aleph El Ol Taka. That is L'chura, the Pashto Pshat, in the Gele Cheshbon, the Pashto, simple maths, why we should blow all on the first day of Shchodesh, or on the second day of Shchodesh. But this all, L'chura, the Pashto, is only an answer why we should blow on the Shchodesh. The two names, the mashmoz and the two tak is it's two different things. It's the chen is kiru chachomenu shi toikim b'reshchei deshalu. You have to make it kiru shay from reshchei deshalu, which that's the natural outcome of the fact of being that's the day when the blue machne is roll. And then there's an additional for chol achoidesh kidei lahazir es yisrael b'tshuva, which perhaps this is a new sibba. We mean as an addition, since we're already starting to blow Shofar on Shchodesh El, because what they did, Klal Yisrael did in Machne Yisrael. So then they added that we should blow the entire Chodesh to do Tshuva. That's the Chura, the Mashmos of the two, it's like two separate Nyonim, which rather, by coincidence, but there's no such thing as a coincidence, they were put into one pot. They made one, they put into the Takana, they put, we do Shchodesh El and the entire Chodesh, besides Erev Rosh Hashanah, that we should have Tkir Shofar to be Mazi on Shuvah. As we heard the Mashmoz in the Torah, because otherwise the Taka needs an explanation, because otherwise by we're blowing the whole Chodesh, we should only be blowing on the Chodesh itself. In Mogen Avraham adds another, I don't remember who he brings it, the Dash and the Pasuk from Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar, Akaserim Chagenu. Normally, we learn that pasuk goes on the Tzkir of Rosh Hashanah. V'chodesh means Rosh Chodesh, and the Ramah says, "Tikul b'chodesh shofar." You should blow shofar b'chodesh an entire month. An entire month is 30 days, so we don't even blow. On El, we only blow 28 days, because every Rosh Hashanah we don't blow. Besides the problems of Shabbos, and also which the Morit Hakasha, which the Eilu Mask on the Mogen Avraham. At the end of the story, we have the 26th day. But the Mogen Avraham says we should have an entire month of blowing Shofar. An entire month of blowing Shofar. So he says that we have 28 days of Elul, plus 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So then we have Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar. We have to blow the entire month. V'shlechera, the Fidus Mogen Avraham, the minig of blowing Shofar Elul, is a minig of listening to the Shofar entire Chodesh, not missing out a day b'chalal. Otherwise, the Fili Mogen Avraham, this time, Avada, this is the other time of the Shulchan Aruch, of the tour, which the was every day is a chiyuv for itself. And if you missed one day, there's an inyan of doing this in the next day also. But the Fili Mogen Avraham, there's a special inyan of having all 30 days listening to the Shofar, to have Tikru b'Chodesh Shofar, to have a combination of 30 days listening to Shofar. Das l'chayr kudos l'fidim ha'magen Avraham. I mean, what given an Indian, as if people have a possibility doing Elul, not to miss the Shachis, the Tzkir Shofar, is the Ahidah of Sairish every day. There's a great union of davening with Tzibur. Tefillah with Tzibur is a completely different tefillah. But a lot of times, even we daven Tefillah with Tzibur, a lot of times by the time he gets the Tekil Shofar, there's 50% of the congregation are not present anymore. And Vele, though in Elul Chayrot, given an Indian, it becomes an Mogun Avram's din of Madav Helm, Shofar, 36 tag, you have to listen to the Tekil Shofar 30 days. The Chayrot would be an Indian of having all of the entire 30 days together. That's the Chayrot, the Pashtub Shat, Fidu Mogun Avram, another tzibit to this whole Takana. And that's why the Mogun Avraham says that would be not an explanation, but even Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Choftes Olam Adav, wherever the time it was, not Aleph El. The Mogun Avraham says this will be another explanation why we should only start blowing Shofar Aleph El, which is the minhag in Klal Yisrael is only to start on the second day of Shchodesh, as much as my knowledge today, in today's day and age, I think that's what the minhag is. This is the halachic part of the din. Now the tool continues further, and he says, "What is the kolach chodesh kedira hazaz is solved with tshuva?" Shenema, famous pasuk, mitaka shofar biyo. If a shofar is blown in town, v'omlo yechodu, and people shouldn't become scared. And the tool adds another piece, which the Bach claims is not mentioned in Pirkei Avlezer, is v'chdei la'arve v'asasotn, to get the sotn mixed up. Now, I think we'll take each time for itself and try to explain it. The emphasis, the Beis himself, when he asked this question, that why does God take Lahaz Yisrael the tshuva? So he brings the pasuk, let him bring the pasuk which he went before. When he brought the pasuk, where is the pasuk that the Shasta Ramavir, the shofar in the Machne Yisrael, this was a shofar which gave his Eirus, so he brings the pasuk in Tehillim, Olo Lekim Vesruah Hashem Mekol Shofar, which the Medrash Darshans that's talking about, Ba'oish Shosh Nis'ala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ben Shleilom was Nis'ala, which perhaps we'll explain a little bit more later, there was a Gois HaKidosh Shem Shamayim, let's call it that way, that people, that Klal Yisrael was undertaking upon himself to try to make some type of ideas and tricks that Chas V'Shom the Yetzirah should get hold of them. And that is the possible for all that can be so, which that's also an Indian of tshuva, of trying to make your ways better. So the Bishis with Yos, the Kasha, as Ibrazeri, why does he have to Kedela, has this all the tshuva, so he should have brought the pasuk before. From all that can be so, why does he have to bring another pasuk from Yitaka Shefer, B'yavom, Lo Yechadu. So L'chaira, and this is not all Pipshat, but all Pidushit is L'chaira acceptable, there is two in Yonim, in the Tekil Shofar. There's one Indian in the Tekil Shofar, not the Emes, was the Tekil Shofar of Ba'adiri Kerba Machne, which was the Shofar which they made the Machne Yisrael, that was to bring the people to awareness. If something is happening, and you want to make sure that the people get knowledge of it, so there is always ways of making it knowledgeable to people. You've all been once in Yerushalayim, the way you want to know, so you take somebody on the taxi, and there's a going around with a special nigun. So even you don't always hear who the Levi is, but as soon as you hear this ramkol going around Yerushalayim, you know, Nabuch Sadabach, thy nemesis, Sabekait, and Davis where the Levi is. So that awakens a person to realize that there is something, so you'll go out to the street and look, today they hang the Levi's all on the walls, as they say, Shlaim stands on paper, so see, they have everything written down, but the awareness, the person, to bring him to the awareness, Asudah Levi'ah, sometimes you make, there's a certain, if you have a system, this is the way the noise, this is the way it sounds, B'shas, Asudah Levi'ah, so that brings people to the awareness. The exact same thing happened to Etzin in Machne Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was Olo the Shemaim. So Ba'avir Koil Molo Moshe Olo. The Vidali De Shofar. So the Vishayt is what they did is they brought Klal Yisrael to their awareness. Be aware. There's a danger zone. We're entering now a danger zone. Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be with us 40 days. where he once made the mistake, we thought that when he's not around, we have to behave differently, and lo aleinu, we were nifshel in the eagle. So the Klal Yisrael, to get them, to bring them back to this realization, to be aware we're back into danger zone, is a kol shofar. That's the, you know, one of the yonim of kol shofar. And that's the Olo Lekim B'Yisroel. This is the Kiddush Shem Shemaim, which the Rabbeinu Shlomo had with this shofar, which Klal Yisrael was undertaking upon themselves, and to acknowledge that we have here a tafkid, we're here for a job, and we have to make sure we do our job properly. And since we once already failed on this job, we want to make sure the second time we won't fail again. So this is the Indian of the shofar, which was in the Machne Yisrael, which brought to awareness of Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael shouldn't be nirshel. And that was the one Indian of the shofar. The second Indian of the shofar is Dost the Sveta Pasuk. Talk a shofar, be of Amla Yechadu. There's an Indian, but in previous days, it's for sure that way. That was the alarm for war. People had to be alarmed. There was a tzorah coming. I think in Zurich, I was brought up in Switzerland, in Zurich, there's a river passing through Zurich, which is called the River Zeal. Now the Zeal is built on a dam, which the dam is about 50 miles away from Zurich. And the Swiss always chashes, Chas v'Shalom, Eimol, the dam is going to break down. Pashas, the Zeal will flood the town, there's a big sakona of a flood. So they have an alarm. I remember from, I think once in 5 years, they have to try it out to make sure it works. And every time, not always, you acknowledge that it's just a trial. So when this alarm goes loose, the person mechapta pachat. People get scared, as it does, it's in a flood. In the Gulf War, in Eretz Yisrael, I lived in Eretz Yisrael at that time, whenever the sirens went off, it's the beginning for sure. Afterwards, it became a little bit of a, people mentioned Gevonis of Tzutzah, people get used to Tzah also. But there's a way of alarming a person. And that, when a person gets into alarm, he gets completely shaken up. And that's the Indian thing. You talk a shofar, b'ir, v'om lo yechadu, that a person, when he hears the shofar has his gula, that it shakes up a person. And when a person is shaken up, the first thing he has to think is, I'm now in a matzav of sakana. And this is the emes, which every Alech Reed, Meshchoy the Shalal, has to realize that we're now entering a matzav of sakana. Why are we entering a matzav of sakana? Emes is the matzav of sakana started already after Yom Kippur last year. But if our behavior is not the way the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted, and we don't behave the way the Rebbeinu Shalom taka, the Rebbeinu Shalom in a certain way is Arachaf, Rebbeinu Shalom has Rachmonus, gives time. The Emes is a chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He could have let us go wherever it is until Achin Ismala saw someone and he could just get rid of us. And that's why Emes in Olenu, we say every day, Shleisom Chalkenu Gehem Gehorim Chalamoinom. The Inyan of Shleisom Chalkenu Gehem Gehorim Chalamoinom. The Foshim explain is that the Chilik of Klal Yisrael and the Goyim is that the Goyim Asher Cholak Hashem Aysom Lechol Ha'amim says Gashi Asher Hichlik. The Rebbeinu Shalom lets the Goyim, Ro Vayat the Goyim, since the Goyim Om Zich Nishtu Gishtol, they didn't want to join, that being the Shav themselves to Avedis Hashem, so the Rebbeinu Shalom says, you want to go your way, we'll let you go your way. So he gives them, he lets them, every nation has their time and their tkufa, when things go good, and Achin Ismael is awesome, until the Rebbeinu Shalom says, enough is enough, and then he's Hoifich Kar Al Pio, there's nothing left of it, and this, you look into history, you'll see it, those be nations rising, having their top time, and then normally the end of their top time was the end of the nation completely, and then after the Rebbeinu Shalom just brought to the end of it, and there's nothing more than a few archaeological things which you can dig up, there's nothing left of it, of all the ideals and things. But that's the way the Rebbeinu Shalom runs, the Mahalach where they're going over. Shalom Yisrael Chalkeinu Kehem. Klal Yisrael is not that way. Klal Yisrael is, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to make sure that we keep on track. So Barachma Rubim, he gives us oysters, he gives us signs and time posts where we have to take up ourselves back into hands, that we should, even if we've detoured a little bit, we should set ourselves back on track. This is the union of when you talk Hashefa B'yavam L'Yechadu, the person has to be shaken up. This is Hapachat. The Benjamin is going to bring a din, and din the Benjamin is going to paskin every mitzvah which we did. If we did it, we did it right. If we did it wrong, we did a mitzvah, did a avera. And even if we did a mitzvah, how much of it was the mitzvah? How much it was just doing it because that's the way things are done? How much of our heart was being put in to the mitzvahs we have done? V'chulu v'chulu. Everybody knows the cheshbon nefesh is a long one. The fault of Yefshan. And this is the shaking up. This is the second part of the shofar. The shofar to take a person and tell a person, Rabbi says, Nishkin Afkevelt. We've lived through a year. Now we have to give Din B'Cheshbon. What do we do with this year? And this is the two inyanim which the shofar has to itself. First of all, is to bring the awareness. The second one is to shake up a person. And then it says, the shaking up of a person cannot start before there's an awareness. When I explain myself, a person, I'm going to speak about myself, it's the easiest. If we make a cheshbon, how many times a day do we think about the Ribono Shel Olam? So, if a person is in a big tzora, then he thinks a little bit more. But let's take a day where everything went fine, everything was good, things went as it is. The Ribono Shel Olam Kamatnisht. The Benjamin is hardly thought about us. We don't think about it. And this then is the first step to starting to chew is to think a little bit more about the Benjamin. My father-in-law said over the Shabbos, told me over a story that in the Shtetlach once there was a younger man who became an Aiden by somebody who was pretty wealthy, so he gave him a big Nadin. So he took that Nadin and invested that Nadin by a certain different view in Stott, that he should be able to sit and learn. And the guy should, as they call it, mess around with it and bring in Yavachim. Kids, once on a Sunday morning, the Aiden comes to Shver and he says, I want my money. So Shver looks at him, Was darfst du haben Geld? You sit and learn, Was darfst du? Malachon, Kesse, Was hast du mit Geld? He says, Nay, I want my money. So the Shver says, you want to open a business? He says, no, I want my money. Shit. So the Shver, he helps him pay it, and the Shver, and Eden stupt, and he will have his geld. He goes to the Gevier and tells him, how's it so? My Eden, he macht me, he says, he wants my 1,000 rubles, I gave to you, I want it back. So he says, say that, okay, I'll give it back to you. So the next day he brings him back the money, Eden takes the money. 2 weeks later, the Shmur comes out in town, as then a Gevier is gone, and ganzen bankrott, and he's left with nothing. Mamish command, nothing left of all his mechosim. Kisser, the Shver, as Mamish, are from his spiles, sein Edim, the Psabal, Ruach, HaKedish, now it's a gewiss, that Jena is. So, he asked Edim, how did you know? So, I'll tell you the truth. Remember, I came to you Sunday morning. Why did I come to you Sunday morning? He said, Shabbos noch mittag, I was walking, Mr. Chedin, Shabbos noch in Shalom, geht mir fast spazier. So, I heard this Gevier going fast spazier, and he's speaking to his wife. And he told his wife, Shein, wenn nicht Mashiach Shein kommen. Oh, so I thought to myself, was hat der Gewirr mit Mashiach? Why is he thinking, Shabbos noch mit der Weg Mashiach? That says, business is going bad. It's going bad. Shein tracht, wenn nicht Mashiach Shein kommen. So I took my money out. The problem is, it's not a joke. We're all like this. And this is one of the inyanim. We have to wake up to bring the awareness to think about the Ribono Shel Olam. Every time there's a certain need for Zechken, as every time he does something in his Matzliach, Zok to Mizmel HaSoida. He can say 5-6 times a day Mizmel HaSoida. A person should realize whatever he does, whatever he's Matzliach ein, whatever he's not Matzliach, it's also the Ribono Shel Olam is leading him constantly with him. And this is the first thing, the key of the Shofar, Olo Lekim Bisuah. The awareness that we are living with the Ribono Shel Olam. The first thing which we have to do is to be aware that there is a Ribono Shel Olam. And once we are aware of there is a Ribono Shel Olam, then we can start up with Shlav Beis of making sure whatever we are doing should be taka something which is Latealis. As long as we're not living with the Ribono Shel Olam, so then doing tshuva is something very abstract. It's asking for a person you have charotah, be mekabel, you want to be. So your father is talking at klap nal chet, he'll clap a little bit harder. He'll think it means something more. The more he brings his breast, but it doesn't. That's not what shuvah is. It's very abstract. Kabbalah and charotah are two things. These are things which you do with your heart. It's not even, you don't have to do them with prayer. And the Chavis Alvavos, the Bekant of Chavis Alvavos, says, in the beginning of this Akdom of the Chavis Alvavos, he said there's a big chiluk between the Chavis, which are Chavis Ha'ivorim, and the Chavis, which are Chavis Ha'alvavos. There's mitzvahs, which are Chavis Ha'ivorim, fitting on tefillin, and shaking lulav, blowing shofar. This is called Chavis Ha'ivorim. This is who our limbs do them. This is the Chavis Ha'ivorim. The Chavis Ha'ivorim we can have. You can have sometimes lishma, you can have shalei lishma. You can blow shofar, because you only want to be mekayem the mitzvah for ben shalei. You can blow shofar half-heartedly also. But the mitzvah of the din is, as long as you have the basic kavanas, even you have other kavanas too, you have a teir shalei lishma ba lishma, you have to go to the teir of the mitzvah and shalei lishma, a teir shalei lishma ba lishma, so all's fine. So then you have, you can be mekayem the mitzvah. It says in Chavis Alvavos, it doesn't go that way. In Chavis Alvavos, there's a mitzvah, you have to Aves Hashem, you have to Yiras Hashem, you be scared of Ben Shalem. There's no Shlo Lishma Lishma in it. If you're scared of the Ben Shalem, so then you have it. If you're not scared, so then you don't have it. There's no such thing as being scared because of your neighbor or because of your mother. It just doesn't go. In something which is a Chavis Halev, which the heart has to be doing, that is only Shaykh Lishma. There's no Shlo Lishma. And that makes the procedure much harder. The same thing is in Kabbalah and in Charotah. Somebody's recovered upon himself not to sin, or he has Charotah, and that he's upset. He's rather the healing, and it's very enough to say, I'm very sorry. And when he say, I'm very sorry, it just means, please, I don't have to do with you, I'm very sorry. That's what it means here. Very sorry doesn't mean I'm very sorry. The person feeling very sorry has to feel really sorry. It's a hargosh in the leiv, something which you have in your heart, you're upset. You did a narishkeit, you did something which was like you do a bad business deal. A person does a bad business deal, he's upset. Why didn't I think about it before? Why did I invest my money in Mr. So-and-so? Mr. So-and-so went bust. I should have thought about it before. And when you lose the money, you take upset. Das ist charotah. And this is a genuine feeling. The same thing is in Avodas Hashem. The person has to realize if he did, he had an opportunity to do mitzvahs, and he didn't do them properly, or he did chas v'shalom the opposite. So there is a thing, he lost the business. This is a business deal which went for waste. But to realize that there is such that life of life cannot start before a person does not bring to the awareness as there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, and a Ribbono Shel Olam is not only somebody which we meet after 3 times a day and we do some lip gymnastic with him. It's something which we live from when we open our eyes until we close our eyes. He's something with, and the more we're going to think about him, the more we're going to know him, the more we're going to have feelings for him. So Bereshit Taka is all helpful. At the beginning of this Chodesh Taka, we should start off properly. We start with the guy's full, the Bereshit will give Siyata Shemaya, and Mr. Shem will be able to do Tshuva Shleimo, and Bereshit will bring us a Kapora.